Whoa.
Whoa, Greg, you're never going to have hair like that, and that's what you're jealous about.
Oh, you know what? Talk about how stupid I am. This undermines everything I've said. I was cutting my hair with those electric razors, you know, the little, with different settings, and I usually put about a 3/4 inch and zzz my hair off.
Yeah.
Well, I'm cutting my hair off the other day, and my wife comes in and goes, "You're bald." And I looked down, I'd forgotten to put the setting on the razor. I was literally cutting it to my scalp and didn't even know it.
Oh, wow. So
I'm literally bald. You talk about Lute Olson's hair, I had none.
You're bald.
I'm bald.
Ooh, I bet that looks really handsome.
It's bad.
Well, let me ask you about, you mentioned the sorry state, in your view, not mine, of Kentucky recruiting. What if they get Patterson and Lucas? Is everything
what
okay?
What is your view?
What?
Is your view different?
No, wait a minute. My view is that they're losing out to guys that it doesn't really matter. And what that's doing, though, is it's putting all the pressure on they've got to get Patterson and Lucas. If they lose those two guys, then I agree 07's a disaster, and I wonder if Tubby will even be here at the end of this year. But my question is, I think if they pull Patterson and Lucas, everything may be forgiven, and that's what I'm asking you.
Yeah, you know what? I think Duke has offered Patterson, right?
They have, yes.
Kentucky's not going to get Patterson.
Do you have any reason to say that beyond you just think it's because it's Duke?
Yeah, I don't need any other reason. When's the last time Kentucky's gone head-to-head with Krzyzewski?
It's been a long time.
Since Tubby's been to Kentucky in 8 years, has he ever gotten a recruit that Krzyzewski offered? I doubt it. And there's a reason for that. And part of that reason is I've covered Duke for a lot of years, and I'm not a big – in fact, I'm not a Coach K guy at all.
Yeah.
There's this website called The Truth About Duke devoted to bashing Duke, and I'm a little bit embarrassed about this, but they've adopted me almost as their patron saint. That's how much I am not a Coach K guy. But having said that, I've been to a lot of Duke games. I've seen Krzyzewski build all the tents out there. If Patterson hasn't committed anybody yet, if I'm Duke, I'm not letting them commit. Tell them, please don't commit until you've made your visits in the fall. I'm going to have them come visit in the fall when Krzyzewski's going nuts. He's going to walk out there and see that. He's going to see that elevator where you need Coach K's thumbprint to get up to the coach's floor. over. It's just over. Well, if I was a player, I would commit to Duke.
You know, I have made that exact comment a million times. If I was a player, I actually say Carolina, but I think you could easily say Duke, that you would go there. There's a difference, though. Patrick Patterson lives in Huntington, West Virginia, which for all intents and purposes is Kentucky. I mean, everybody there is a Kentucky fan. It's right on the border. Tubby's been going after him since he was a sophomore, and his mama loves Tubby, and this is a mama's boy. If there was ever a person to beat Duke, if there was ever a time, this is it. But I agree with you here. If they don't beat him this time, they'll never beat him.
Yeah, this will be sort of this is Tubby's last stand, and it probably will send a message to Tubby one way or the other. If he wins Patrick Patterson, he wins it because he's probably taken a very active role in the recruiting, and he beat Duke for him, and maybe he's energized and, hey, I can get this done as long as I handle more of the recruiting. But if he can't get Patrick Patterson, then he can't get anybody good. Because for the reasons you're laying out. So, yeah, this will be it'll be a make-or-break thing for Tubby. And I can see, like what you were saying, if he doesn't get Patterson, I can definitely see 06-07 being his last year at Kentucky.
Okay.
And that being his choice.